You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the latest edition of the William Hill Darts Daily Podcast. We're at the quarterfinal stage in the 2016 edition of the World Championships. We're down to just eight men vying for the 2016 title. Alan Norris, Jelle Klaassen, Gary Anderson, James Wade, Rayne van Barneveld, Michael Smith, Adrian Lewis and Peter Wright are all still in with a shout of securing this most prestigious piece of silverware. Before we look ahead to the action on New Year's Day, let's reflect now and go back to the performances of the final third round games. The first game of the evening on Wednesday night saw a real cracker where Peter Wright just about got the better of Dave Chisnell to set up a quarterfinal match against Adrian Lewis. It was an absolute belter that went right the way through to a deciding set, with Wright eventually coming out on top by 4-3. And we can hear Peter Wright's reaction after that match.
So, Mr. Peter Wright, a quiet night at the Palace. Give us your thoughts.
Well, quiet, was it? Then a lot of them lot in the crowd were too noisy. God damn. No, it was great. It was good.
The noise, it certainly didn't put you off. Under pressure, both of you, unbelievable. Last night was fantastic, but that was up with it, wasn't it? I mean, under pressure, double eights, 130 checkouts. That last set, I think, is that the sort of thing you would go home and watch again at some time?
I don't want to watch that. I'll be too nervous to watch it. No, that's, you know, it's just the hours and hours and I've been putting in. So, as I said, I've got here 6 hours before my match today. Well, 5.5, 6 hours before my match. And all day yesterday I practiced just for, you know, the respect of playing Jizzy. So, that paid off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you had the best record against Dave up on the big stage, and there was an important point. Obviously, went on the double eight in your third dart, and you took your time, but you didn't turn around to the crowd and give it large.
Not the time to do that. No.
Well, you've done it before, though.
I've done that before, but I've learned not to do that. Just get on with it.
Yeah. And how do you feel when you think maybe you've missed a bullseye and he goes 130? You just think this is going all the way now.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was going to go all the way, and you know, it was a magnificent shot from Chizzy to get that 130. But as soon as that trouble 20 in, I knew he was going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
I thought, right, just pick yourself up. Let's start again. Just another leg.
Yeah, and you're back on New Year's Day. Any resolutions? New Year's resolutions?
No. I'm just going to practice double 12. And pooping yourself.
Yeah. You don't want to be pulling those into double three, do you?
No, it's a fantastic game of darts. I was great to be involved with it.
Yeah, and so how many majors are you going to land next year? Six?
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll go for four this year.
Four? Okay, yeah. Then. I'll go with that one.
Yeah. Congratulations, Peter. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers. Thank you.
Peter Wright then discussing his victory in the third round against Dave Chisnell, and it really was a belter. Peter Wright now into 6-1, third favourite with us here at William Hill to land glory in the William Hill World Darts Championships. The second game on the hockey on Wednesday evening saw Alan Norris face up against Mark Webster. Alan Norris coming through that one in 4-1. It was a pretty decent performance from him in his maiden year in the PDC, and we could also hear his thoughts after that defeat of Mark Webster.
Alan Chuck Norris, this has turned into an Alexandra Palace debut to remember.
Well, yeah, if you record it.
That's true, yeah. Three games in, going away nicely, really, isn't it? It's all going nicely.
Yeah, I was surprised at the stats, actually, after I just looked at the computer. So, yeah, obviously the way I played the first 2-3 sets, yeah.
Yeah.
There's room for improvement still, but there's always room for improvement. I think I'm still suffering from the interview at the Emirates with being a Man City fan, but there you go.
Those man, they get everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
Where were they 10 years ago?
Shh.
We won't say anything. So, obviously New Year is going to be nice now, and then you're back here against the winner of the game going on now, both world champions. I don't think anything's going to faze you now, is it?
Got nothing to lose, have I?
No.
I mean, I can't go home. M74's shut with floods. Yeah. Might as well stay, you know.
Yeah. So just early to bed tomorrow night, Alan?
I'd be early to bed tonight, never mind tomorrow.
Yeah. No celebration, no New Year's resolution coming in?
Yeah, New Year's resolution, get to bed early before New Year's Day.
Yeah. And we said on the last interview about your legs shaking and going to jelly when you walked on the stage. You said it wouldn't happen. How did you feel going up?
That's the hottest stage I've ever experienced tonight. Yeah. And yeah, T-shirt probably coming off on the next one. That was roasting.
So getting it done in five sets, you didn't want like a seven set thriller like we've seen in the first match, no?
I'd be looking for another water station.
Cool. Really?
But yeah, that was really hot, yeah.
Realistically, say fail a yellow in the next round, but and I said earlier, but does that bother you who you play? I don't think it does. I really don't think.
You play the board, as simple as that. I mean, yeah, Phil's on form, I need to up it by another 20 points, is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Depends what flights and darts he uses. Yelly, we've played a lot. We've played in the same Dutch Super League team, so we know each other's game well. Yeah. So, but I think Yelly's got a bit more experience up there than me. So, still going.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Congratulations, Alan. Best of luck for New Year's Day.
Thank you very much.
Alan Norris there in high spirits after his victory against Mark Webster. He's now 28-1 for the tournament. He remains the rank outsider, but he's still involved. Sets up a quarterfinal date with Jelle Klaassen, who was involved in probably the highlight match on Wednesday evening as he took on Phil Taylor, an absolute cracker. This is another one that went all the way, seven sets, and Jelle Klaassen eventually coming out on top, defeating the 16-time world champion. 15 maximums all along the way as well for Jelle Klaassen. It really was a pretty decent performance, and we can hear his thoughts after that match now.
Even though I missed my shots and I came behind, I never thought I was going to lose the game. I really believed in myself, and luckily, I hit a lot of 180s to save the match. But I felt confident before the game, and I feel good now. I'm really relaxed.
You've just knocked a 16-time world champion out of the William Hill World Championship. You're into the quarterfinals. The odds-on favourite has already gone. Anything could happen over the next few days. It could be you with the Sid Waddell Trophy.
That would be nice. I'm one-time world champion, and two-times world champion would be even better. So, I'm not going to think about that. I just want to win the next game. It's going to be a difficult game. I know how Eleanor's can score, so I just have to prepare myself for the next game.
This has been a stunning year for you. I mean, you won your first PDC title in nearly 7 years, and you've been a threat at tournaments right the way through. This is a culmination of a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, I practice a lot. I think in the beginning, I had a bad period. I didn't play that well. I changed my throw, and I think the first 3-4 months I practiced 6-7 hours a day just to get the throw right. And everybody thought I was crazy, because in the beginning I played even worse than when I started to play darts. But it worked out for me. I worked really hard for it, and I think I'm a more consistent player now. I'm not as good as the top players. I can do the same, but maybe not for that long. But I'm getting there. I'm becoming a better player every tournament.
When you go through such a big change, how hard is it to maintain your self-belief that you can do this and compete with the best when the standard seems to be going up?
I started to play better when I started to believe in myself. So a win like this makes you believe in yourself a little bit more. But I know what I can do, but you have to show it. Everybody can play well on the practice board, but you have to do it on stage. And I'm happy that I did it tonight.
Jelle Klaassen, and then after he put out Phil Taylor in one of the shocks of the tournament, really was a fantastic match. He sets up a quarterfinal game against Alan Norris. The prices for that one at sea, 2-1 for Alan Norris and 2-5 Jelle Klaassen, the shortest man price-wise in the quarterfinals. And it's Gary Anderson versus James Wade to round off the afternoon session. 4-9 Anderson, 7-4 about Wadey. We've got an enhanced bet bundle as well if you fancy Jelle Klaassen and Gary Anderson to both win their games. That's enhanced with us here at William Hill to 11-10. Then into the evening session, Raymond van Barneveld, who of course put out number one Michael van Gerwen. He takes on Michael Smith. Barney is 8-11, and it's 11-10 about Bully Boy. And then Adrian Lewis versus Peter Wright rounds off the action on New Year's Day. Lewis is 4-6. Peter Wright is 6-5. And again, enhanced price betting bundle here. If you do fancy Barney and Jackpot to win their respective games, it is 9-4 with us here at William Hill. Gary Anderson remains the 2-1 favourite for the tournament. 4 is about Adrian Lewis. 6-1 Peter Wright. 8-1 Raymond van Barneveld. 9-1 for Jelle Klaassen. 10's James Wade. 11-1 Michael Smith. And 28-1 Alan Norris. Let's get the thoughts now of Rod Harrington ahead of the matches today on the 1st of January.
Happy New Year to you all. We're at Ali Pali for the William Hill World Darts Championship. It's been a long road, but now we are down to the quarterfinals. Gary Anderson takes on James Wade. Now, they call James Wade the machine, but Gary Anderson is the machine on the 180s. Him to hit the most 180s, him to win the game, but James Wade to have at least two sets. Good odds. Raymond van Barneveld takes on Michael Smith, and what a youngster we have for this game. But did you see Barney's game against van Gerwen? The best we have seen from Barney for a long time, and I think he's going to carry on. Barney to win the match, but again, Michael Smith to win at least two sets. You've got to get on that one. Adrian Lewis takes on Peter Wright, and what a game Peter Wright had against Dave Chisnell. He really had to pull it out the bag. Well, Adrian Lewis has had a fairly easy run coming in here. This is going to be a tough game. It's a flick of a coin to me. Not over on the legs, however. That's going to go over 24.5 legs. Get on it. Alan Norris takes on Jelle Klaassen, and Klaassen has just beaten Phil Taylor. He hit loads of 180s, and I think he's going to do the same against Alan Norris. Klaassen hit the most 180s and to win the match. Well, if you like my tips, it's at Will Hill Bet.
There we are, Rod Harrington's thoughts ahead of the matches today. And remember to tune in to William Hill's In Play Radio live from midday, where we'll be across every single throw in the William Hill World Darts Championship quarterfinals from Ali Pali. We've got all the best in-play betting angles, so do make sure you listen to the guys on In Play from midday. You've been listening to the William Hill Daily Darts Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.